don't stop talking about freedom. You can't go and stop to be learning lies to be knowing about people. You gotta teach them sit right down, man. You gotta teach them about freedom. You gotta win inside, put yourself smack dab in it.
We have the fraudulent Obama administration lying to the American public over four dead Americans because they didn't want it known that Al-Qaeda was not dead as they advertise. What's going on?
Now expanded by popular demand.
More Dave.
It's the Dave Weinbaum Show.
And if you were watching the news yesterday or this morning, you heard Harry Reid basically saying the same thing about Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the prisoner of war, so to speak, who really was AWOL, a deserter, and the controversy over the Obama administration trading him for five of the worst terrorists at Gitmo. Harry Reid basically saying, well, what difference does it make anyway? I mean, is this the DNC talking points? They can do anything they want to and say, well, what difference does it make now? Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show, the new Dave Weinbaum Show. I am here with Steve-O, the magic engineer, who does all the bits on this show. Hi, Steve-O. How are you this morning?
Doing wonderful. It's Friday.
And I'm here with Martin the Liberal. It's getting tough to get liberals to get anywhere near this show anymore. The thing about the last couple of scandals, and by golly, there's a serious scandal every week. The thing about it now, though, is the last two scandals, you've got bipartisan screaming from congresspeople. And this last one was Dianne Feinstein, Joe Manchin, all Democrats. Dianne Feinstein, I think she's the head of the Intelligence Committee, which if you ever hear her talk is kind of an oxymoron. But she's upset because nobody talked to Congress. Nobody talked to her. Apparently nobody talked to Harry Reid about this so-called deal that they've made, which will, by the way, put a target on every American soldier. Not just every American soldier, but every American. Because now the Taliban know, and they've even said it, they can trade Americans for Gitmo prisoners. So everybody, every American has now had a target put on their back. Thank you, Barack Hussein Obama, and the administration, and Hillary Clinton. If you want to call this show, and I certainly hope you do because I love callers, and especially liberals. Liberals are not calling anymore. I mean, come on, guys. Didn't you get your talking points? Do you need talking points? Can you say what you really think? Can you say on occasion, maybe Obama. You know, I know it's Obamacare. Kevin called the show, and boy, he was gung-ho Obamacare until all of a sudden even he realized that this thing was a dog. And now he doesn't talk about Obamacare anymore. Nobody, the liberals don't want to talk about Obamacare. They talk about other stuff. So, hi there. I'll be right with you because I have to think about what Steve-O is going to do for you. Because you are the first caller today.
I will just give a hearty harumph.
Steve-O will be at... No, that's not enough. That is not enough.
This is a classy show.
Steve-O will be over later to give you a manicure and a pedicure.
Ooh.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
First things first. This is Kevin, and I haven't...
You know, how about that? You know what? You finally took a cue. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just sitting. I look at it like this. This deal with this.
Can you turn it up?
Swap.
Hold on. Can you turn it up for me? I can't hear
you. I want to wait till everything comes out. If there's been a violation, if there's no other mandates or no other written in the rules that there's anything that can be done without notifying Congress, I don't have no problem with the president going ahead and doing what he did. If it's done that he's ended up violating the law, well, if the administration has violated the law, well, then somebody needs to be held accountable for it.
Okay. They acknowledge you probably broke the law.
They're just jumping to talking points. If you listen to what the Taliban part of their deal was, do you know what that was?
No. Tell us.
Well, if anything snuck out about the details of this swap beforehand, that they were going to kill that guy.
Yeah.
So to me right there, that allows the president, that allows the administration to have a little leeway on doing this deal ahead of time.
Oh, I see.
And as for those five terrorists, they've so-called released over to Qatar, I don't know why they didn't take them in the first place, but this time here, instead of capturing them, they'll just take them out. I mean, don't we have plenty of drones flying around over us doing all that all the time anyways? Y'all keep jumping up and down.
I'm sorry, but you're saying that it's okay that these guys go to Qatar because even if they go back on the battlefield, we can just take them out. Is that right?
I guess that's what it'd be. I can't hear you, Dave, on my phone here.
Okay, well, the problem with that is that the Taliban now is celebrating. According to Time magazine, they're all out there saying it's open market on kidnapping American GIs.
Not until now, Kevin. Dave, why do you think they kicked that guy and kept him for 5 years?
Because the guy walked into the guy abandoned.
Now, he said, we
know that much. Unless you're calling all those other GIs liars. His guys in his unit said he walked away and left a message, left a letter. Okay, now the guy walked into the Taliban. Now they're saying that the guy turned, converted to Islam and became a mujihadist. Which means he became a Muslim fighter. In other words, he turned on he's a traitor. Okay, now.
I'm a traitor. Hang on, wait a second. See, that's what gets me. You people on the right, and I will say you people on the right, you're jumping, declaring this guy a traitor. I was in the military at one time.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of people in the military. Yeah, this guy, if he did walk off post, first off, he didn't have the time to be classified, as you're saying, AWOL. You cannot classify him as a deserter because he was captured as a POW within 24 hours. So I just wish everybody would please get your terminology right if you want to use the correct terminology.
So are all these guys lying? All these guys in this unit, were they lying? These are fellow GIs you're talking about, by the way.
I know. I'm not saying anybody's lying.
Yeah, you are. You're saying they're not telling the truth about this guy. You're saying that when they say he deserted and told them he was going to desert and told them he hated America, which I believe they have in writing.
It was one email that he sent. He was appalled at the thing that was going on.
He said he hated America, too. According to the guys in his unit, he walked off and up to 5 to 14 GIs got killed looking for this guy.
Directly. You know that for sure.
Well, we'll see how it pans out. This is what the allegations are.
Because of searching for
this. This is what the allegations are. And whatever the circumstances, Barack Obama had an obligation to consult Congress. He did not do that. Not just the Republicans are upset. Dianne Feinstein is having a fit. Joe Manchin is having a fit. Are they wrong?
If it was part of the deal, then nobody was to find out about this deal.
The president does not have a way to fix that. He's so obligated to consult Congress.
Well, it just seems like to me that...
And he didn't say that. That's not what he said. That is not what he said. Now, they're coming up with all sorts of different stuff to cover their rear ends. But that's not what he said. At least I didn't hear.
That's not what he said.
Right.
What are you talking about here? That's not what he said.
That he had to make a deal or they're going to kill him.
That's exactly right. Apparently you don't watch none of the news. That's exactly
I was watching the news. I didn't see that.
That's what's being reported.
Send me a link.
The Taliban stated there's so many things, like what they say.
Yeah.
Everything that was set up there with that deal, there's a lot of hidden messages.
So you're okay. So anytime now a president wants to make a deal, he can just override Congress. You're okay with that, right?
If it's going to cost, if
we
it's
don't,
cost,
we he can say that any.
That he,
you trust? Do you trust Barack Obama to tell you the truth about anything?
Dave, I'm not listening to what Barack Obama says. You know me. I go out and research stuff.
Oh, really? Well, give me that link that what you're saying is Barack Obama said that. He'd have to say that, wouldn't he?
I didn't say Barack Obama said that.
Who said it then?
That. I never said one thing about Barack Obama said that.
Well, who said it?
Through the news.
If he didn't say it, through the news, where did it come from? What's your source? The source can't be the news.
It's being reported. It's being reported. All right? Reported. If I could find
Well, then you don't know that.
It's what's being reported by all the news agencies.
I heard out of the mouths of these guys that were in the unit, they were certified in his unit, that this guy is a deserter. Basically
you
left...
You if you were captured within...
Well, whatever, okay? I mean, I'm just telling you what these guys are saying. All right, listen.
I mean,
it's a good call, Kevin. Settle down. It's a good call. I appreciate the debate. And you thank you for calling, and call me next week. All right, that was Kevin from St. James, the Barack Obama spokesperson for the Midwest of the United States of America. Thank you, Kevin. All right.
See, now that Kevin's off the line, he may have been captured within 24
hours. I know. Are you okay, Kevin?
The question is his intent.
I hope he hasn't deserted St. James. Anyways, not that he would ever desert anything. I don't mean to imply. No, I don't mean to imply that. No. Anyways, if you want to call the show and opine, and thank goodness, you know, I was chiding everyone about liberals not calling the show, and first call's a liberal.
Right off the bat.
I'm celebrating. This is a good Friday. Hey, you want to call the show? 364-0800. Or
star KTTR on the AT&T wireless.
And let us remember that this is a very important anniversary, the 70th anniversary of D-Day, where we invaded Europe in World War II with a, who knows how many hundreds or even thousands of ships on the beaches of Normandy and lost about 10,000 people in the first couple hours of that battle. I mean, if you were going in that beach, you had a high chance of getting killed or maimed. And what bravery that our folks showed. And eventually we won that war, you know. We won that war 3.5 years, longer than the Obama administration had to come up with a dumb old website for Obamacare, and they can't do it, still can't do it. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Morning, Mr. Weinbaum. This is Trouble from Alden.
Trouble? All right. Hey, Trouble, what's up, man?
Well, not much. I just got something I want to say. They ought to do it, old Bird Dog. And I call him Bird Dog.
What?
Charge him with treason.
Bird Dog, okay.
Charge him with treason.
Yeah.
If convicted, march him straight out behind the courthouse. Don't pass go. Give him to the firing squad.
Well, you know what? I tend to agree with it. You see, there's other stuff coming out that he was an actual collaborator with these guys and helped them plan IED attacks on the units. Now, none of that is proven yet, and I will say that the other part, I believe, is proven. When you have three or four of his main troopers and nobody else coming to his defense, the guys in his own unit saying this guy deserted, that's very believable. These are American soldiers on the ground. So I believe them. I think it's uncontrovertible that this happened.
And if he has collaborated with the enemy, that's treason.
I agree.
If convicted, like I said, march him straight out behind the courthouse, get him to the bottom.
Well, why didn't the administration know this, though? Why didn't the administration know he was a deserter? You know, they must have known. And then you got Susan Rice going on the Sunday shows again after lying about Benghazi, coming out and saying what a great soldier, an honorable soldier this guy was. Now we can't do that kind of sound effect. Only Steve-O is allowed to do those kind of sound effects. And in his case, they're involuntary.
Sorry.
So, Steve-O, stop it! No, this show can't degrade into that. I apologize, but you started a Trouble. You are Trouble, by the way. Susan Rice goes on the Sunday shows and talks about what a great soldier this guy was, an honorable soldier. Oh, what crap. You can't believe anything that's coming out of the mouths of the Obama administration, and even Democrats are up in arms about this. It's not only this they're crazed about, it's the VA scandal. By the way, the VA scandal.
It's still a thing, by the way.
Well, you know, it's hard because everything, it's so unbelievable. Everything, it was once a week, it almost deadens the nerves. And it's like maybe they're doing this on purpose because it's hard to, you know, it's hard to focus after a while. Like Lee said. Anyways, thanks a lot, Trouble. I appreciate your call. And try not to be too troubled over the weekend. Maybe you could have more fun that time. I think we're going to have a little break here. By the way, we got lots of stuff coming up. Hey, I got to talk about my 5-year anniversary. All the prizes are starting to come on, and we got some great stuff and great value on it. Now, that could be next Friday. I got to talk to Mr. Vomit to see what the rules are, rules of engagement are for these contests. And so I'm going to win a lot of prizes. I'll tell you what, lots of good stuff, and I'll read off what I got so far. But we got, is Michelle Obama running for Senate in 16? Oy vey. We got the death of the coal industry, and your electric rates in Missouri are going to skyrocket. And we'll be right back. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
No! And does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There is also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla. Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing. We have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
Swing it all over, there it goes! That's right, baseball season's in full swing, and Melrose Asphalt wants to help you get into the Cardinal action. Call Melrose Asphalt today for a chance to win climate-controlled suite tickets for the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyone who calls in and schedules an estimate with Melrose Asphalt will be entered into the drawing to win. No purchase necessary. Give the guys at Melrose a call today at 364-9101, and you could be on your way to see the Cards in action.
Introducing the new Bacon Clubhouse Sandwich at McDonald's. It's a step above ordinary sandwiches. In fact, it's about as LeBron James as a sandwich can get. It gets all up in your face, just like LeBron. It'll even dribble. Big Mac special sauce. And it stands tall with grilled or crispy chicken. Or, if you prefer, 100% pure beef. Plus, it's on an artisan roll. So it's handsome, just like LeBron.
Man, I make a great sandwich.
Try the new Bacon Clubhouse Chicken Sandwich and Burger at participating McDonald's.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
And we cannot rest assured that this isn't taking place right now, because there are two militias in the health care law, and the president is in charge. Their plans are going exactly as they thought, and now they're getting authorization from the Pentagon to be armed and to stop civil unrest. This is, this is not good news for everybody. Now, hopefully that doesn't happen, but America, be prepared. It's in his own words, and it's in the health care law. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800
star KTTR and TNT wireless phones.
We're going to talk a little bit about one of the great sponsors in the show, Kent's Jewelry. Been in business 30 years, this guy. He's at 907 North Pine, phone number 364-1030. We've got June. What is June known for, Steve-O?
Springtime, prelude to summer, Father's Day perhaps.
How about weddings? Well, come on. I mean, this is the time, when you want to give jewelry to, your favorite girl, and, especially the bride.
Right.
You got to get diamond, have to get diamond rings and things like that? Kent's is a great place to go for that. I mean, come on. He'll give you a great deal. And they have all sorts of, great stuff over there. Or if, you want to get bridesmaids a gift, what better thing to do than to get them something at Kent's Jewelers.
Mm-hmm.
And besides which, as you mentioned last week, there's cardinal bracelets.
Yes,
for cardinal fans. Oh man, that's
Grand
cool.
Pandora,
and I'm not gonna. I guess I don't want to give it away. But maybe I should do something about that. What do you think?
Sounds like because
I buy my stuff at Kent's and I love it. All right. And besides which, this is summertime. People going to the rivers and they're barbecuing outside. Now you don't want to drop your diamond into the potato salad, do you?
No.
So this is the time you bring them into Kent's. You bring all your jewelry in there. He's gonna check them all. Gonna repair them. Gonna clean them, and make sure you don't that the diamond isn't loose. He's gonna tighten it up for you. All right, and he's gonna make sure you're not losing your jewelry in the pork butt steak you're cooking.
That's probably a good thing.
So go to Kent's and see what he's got. And they got the Pandora jewelry there. They're the only guys in this area that have it.
Authorized.
So remember, he's at 907 North Pine, 364-1030. That's Kent's Jewelers. That's pretty good, isn't it?
That is good.
Not
I
bad.
Like that.
That's pretty good. I wrote two commercials.
Route 66 engraving right next door.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he engraves.
Personalized gifts, yes. Yeah, he engraves stuff, right. Did I forget anything?
I think that's got any good
frames, engraving, etching, whatever they call. Anyways, Kent Jewelers, he's a good guy, too. He's a very nice
gentleman.
Unlike Steve-O.
Wait,
no, Steve-O's all right. No, I like Steve-O. That's wrong. I apologize for that. But just try to keep your bodily, your body noises to a minimum, if you don't mind. I would appreciate that. All right, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Oh, sorry, that's bodily noises. I can't control them.
No, that's not our number. That's a no.
RKTTR.
You don't make pig sounds with a Jewish guy in the studio.
I was trying to call pig vomit down. You said you needed to talk to him.
Stop it. That's just wrong. All right, so we got the death of clean coal. That has been decreed by Congress? No. By even the Democrats in Congress? No. By the White House. The EPA. Works directly under the Obama administration, has decided, because the king wants it, King Obama wants it, that the clean coal industry, thank you for that, Mr. Liberal, the clean coal industry, I got a liberal, he's ripping papers to make sound effects while I'm doing the show. What is wrong with you? The liberals in Congress, they didn't vote it in. No. President Obama's EPA has declared that we are going to kill the clean coal industry. You're in Missouri, your electric rates, I think, are going to go up at least 21%. I mean, they've been up about 30% the last couple of years. How much more can we take? How much more can we take? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I can't hear you, but this is Dolores.
Dolores, you can't hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear this?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. What's going on, Dolores?
two things. On this Bergdahl, the traitor guy,
yeah,
right before the election, they'll indict him for treason and all the Democrats will get on board and they'll look good because they'll think it gets them votes.
They'll try him for treason?
They'll indict him. They won't, probably won't try him. They'll do nothing to him, but they'll indict him. What do you think?
Look, the right thing to do would be, the right thing to do would not have been to trade this guy for these five terrorists. I mean, you know, wait till the end of the war when we're supposed to all deliver the prisoners of war. And these guys are not prisoners of war, by the way.
They'll do it right before the election.
Well, they'll do something right before the election because they got to do something. It's not looking good for them.
And on the coal thing, they will pass a bill that pays for lower income people's electricity. They'll develop a program so they can keep the vote on the lower. You know what I'm saying?
It won't work. The Republicans in Congress will never allow that because this is going to kill hundreds of thousands of jobs all over the coal producing states. It's a loser. That's why it didn't pass in the first time, Doris.
He doesn't care. Executive order. He'll do it.
Well, you know, there comes a point in this time when the guy takes over, he risks a revolution, and that's why he anticipated it by saying he needs a civilian force. That's it. It's all beginning to fit. I hate to be paranoid like that, but I see things like that, and I wonder where it's going.
You're right. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. But anyway, I think the Bergdahl thing will happen, and the Dems get on board.
Well, we'll see.
To stay safe.
Dolores, you just stay in there. You stay in the game, and I will come find you on voting day and make sure you get into the booth.
Well, you just might find me eating at McDonald's.
Well, I can't bribe you, you know.
Well, hey, my anniversary was Wednesday. My old man took me there, and we had dinner.
Sweet.
And ice cream.
How sweet. What a sweetheart he is.
Yes, he is.
And then maybe take you to Kent Jewelers, too, huh?
He doesn't have to. He does other things for me.
Oh, really? Well, we can't get into that on the air, Dolores. thank you very much for your call, Dolores. Don't say anything else. No, we're getting them in quadruple blunt.
Blatant. Yes. Probation.
Thank you for that word. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Roy from Stillwell.
Roy from Stillwell. What's going on, man?
I've got two things to say. Bergdahl, he's a deserter. They shoot him. The other thing, my dad served in World War II at Normandy, and Obama is a disgrace to represent the vets there, the United States veterans, and everyone that served in the service. Thank you.
I would agree. You know, it's sad to say, you know, but man, I started watching that speech today, and he's out there like lecturing these old fellows that were out there on the beach of Normandy, and man, he's just I don't know, just incredibly clueless, and he's clueless. You know, he had the parents of this Bergdahl guy there, and had this great ceremony at the Rose Garden, and this guy's praising Allah while he's talking, you know, I mean, the parents. And what, they didn't know this guy was a deserter? I mean, awful stuff. It's just they're tone deaf. And I think they were actually shocked by the Americans' natural adverseness to this deal and the fact that they didn't consult Congress. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Dave, this is John from Salem.
Hi, John from Salem. What's going on?
Well, I just got a little anecdote that you'll like to hear about. A couple weeks ago, during the 10 o'clock break, I thought, well, I'll call Cabela's and place an order and order a few things real quick and get back to the show. Well, their computer was slow as molasses. I mean, it took forever, but the lady was real nice, and to kill time between my orders, we got to talking about things, and of course I had the Dave Weinbaum Show on my mind, so we got to talking politics, and I was telling her about the stuff that's going on in our area here and other parts of the United States, and she couldn't believe it. She said, they can't do that and all that, and she said, where can I get more information? I said, well, we got a local radio talk show host that has a Friday morning program that's going on right now, Dave Weinbaum. And she said, hey, I've heard about him.
Oh.
And
she wasn't an old girlfriend, was she?
Yeah, this is Sydney, Nebraska now. So
Nebraska? She's heard about me in Nebraska? Wow.
Yeah. And she said, where can I hear more about him? I told her about your website and Jewish World Review. And she said, we'll check this out. And so I conducted the last half hour of the Dave Weinbaum Show in Sydney, Nebraska 2 weeks ago.
Holy cow. I've always been wondering about an agent, you know. I mean, maybe I found one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. That's that's really nice.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that you're reaching more people than you realize. So.
Well, if we ever get streaming here, boy, I'll tell you, this will be an international show. And I've got Facebook friends and Twitter followers all over the world, and including Saudi Arabia and South Africa and places like that. So I appreciate it. Thank you, John. And I appreciate everyone who helps get the word out, because we are, you know what, we're here for. I realize it's a radio show. First you got to entertain.
Yeah.
You can't be boring and just relate facts, can you?
You could.
Well, you could, but nobody's going to want to listen. You can get facts anywhere. You want to have opinionated stuff. And I'm not being a phony or anything, but because I'm being myself. And I'm just telling you, like, I talk in regular public, and I argue politics a lot. I do it on Facebook and Twitter. And besides people like John, and I do appreciate that, I've got other people who are pushing my stuff along, and they are my girlfriend, Lisa Strasser. I had a dream about her last night, and I can't relate it, can I?
No. Think so.
Oh, my God. It was. I told her this morning, I can tell that she's listening. If she's listening, she is turning beet red right now. And she's going to clobber me because I won't tell exactly what happened in the dream. Anyway, she passes my along my stuff. Candace Lanier, who is in Michigan, and she has been ill for about a month and a half, and we prayed for her a couple weeks ago. Apparently it worked, because she's better now, and she's going to be back to work on Monday, and she's a great gal out there in Michigan, African-American gal, and she's a real trooper. And I'm telling you, she's go look at her website, Frontline. She's had it going. She's got guys working for her. She has two excellent websites, and I appreciate everything she's done for me, and I try to do stuff for her. Karen Lewis, local Karen Lewis out there in Salem, along with Joan the Seed Flat, dropping seeds on my McDonald's parking lot, expecting them to grow. Not the sharpest knife in the bunch, but you know, she's a good gal. Marjorie Horn out there in Colorado. Catherine Stanislawski here in Rolla, Missouri. She passes my stuff along. Don Lynn Turnbull, she's in California. She's a political operative. Used to be in D.C. I guess they kicked her out. Jonathan Honig, who's a star on Fox Business News every Saturday and Sunday, and Mindy Brook. I'm not sure where she's a writer, and always grabs my stuff and passes it out there. So thanks a lot. I appreciate that. And thanks to John, who, he actually had me broadcast in...
The word is spreading.
Nebraska. Well, yeah, I mean, look, this is really rewarding for me, because... You know, 5.5 years ago, I'm thinking, I don't have any talent for this, or will I? And quite frankly, the first show or two, I didn't show a lot of it, but I've developed. I got advice from Lee Burr, and because I ignored it, I'm here today. No. Lee is great, and Steve-O, you're great too. I'm getting sick of talking like this, because now everybody's going to think I'm a nice guy.
You're overcomplicating today.
I'm not a nice guy. You know, I mean, say it like it is, and it ticks people off. But, you know, the worst thing is to think something is bad and not say it. I mean, yeah, you ought to realize it's bad, but if you don't say anything about it, you're more complicit than the idiot that believes it. So you got to say something. You got to say something. God wants, I believe God wants you to stand up against tyranny. He doesn't want to do it himself. He wants you to do it. And I think you become more God-like, like when God stood up to the Pharaoh. I mean, You know, he had Moses there, but Moses obviously couldn't handle it, and God helped him out, and God knew what was going to happen. Which reminds me, I have a new column, and it's called Jews Sue Egypt for Reparations for Being Slaves, which is something that's happening today in America. Where do you see the interest on that suing? 3,500 years of compounded interest.
Yeah.
Comes to a lot of money. Hey, welcome to the...
I would think so.
Yes. trillions and trillions and trillions. Heidi, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
They must have...
I guess they're not there anymore. Which brings us to our second evil profit break. According to the Obama administration, we should not be making any profit. How dare we make profit? But you're going to listen to these excellent sponsors. And by the way, you know, when you're out there shopping and you're looking for some place to go, keep in mind my sponsors, will you please? Because you know what? The sponsoring this show takes a little bit of chutzpah. For those in Branson, that means guts. Cojones. I'm not gonna go any further than that, should I?
Yeah.
No. Anyways, please spend your money there because these people are putting their businesses out where my big mouth is, all right? So I would appreciate you doing that. And we're going to take a little break right now. KT Terra News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-5011.
No! And if that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems, well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG. When it comes to investing, here's something to think about. First, are you satisfied with results? Has your advisor taken the time to learn your investment objectives and devised a plan for achieving them? If you answered no to any of those questions, it's time to call St. Louis money manager Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. You'll quickly see the difference. They take the time to get to know you, learn your goals, and what's appropriate for you. Call Lindbergh Capital Management today at 314-416-0055.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
Hey, this is Elba from the House of Blues, and on the line with me is my good friend, Dee Harrell from the Flooring Factory Outlet. What's happening at FFO today, Dee?
I've just counted 300 rolls of gorgeous carpet, and I figured out how to save the folks more money.
How are you going
to
save them more bucks, Dee? You already have the best prices in town on gorgeous carpet.
Yippers, if they come in and mention Dee Harrell and the St. Louis Cardinals, we'll give them an extra 10% off.
Hey, stop the band for a minute. What if they come in and mention Elwood Blues and my Chicago Cubbies? Can they get off 10% too?
Absolutely, so we can do the deal.
Holy smoly, you're going to save them more bucks, Dee? Wow, I like it.
10% off and do the deal is going on right now.
I want to say congrats to Chelsea Clinton last week. She announced that she is expecting her first child. That's great. That's great for you. Yeah, if it's a girl, it'll get some of Chelsea's old hand-me-downs. And if it's a boy, it'll get some of Hillary's. It's very, it's a little pantsuit. It's a little cream pantsuit. It wasn't that hard of a joke. What's the big deal? Pantsuit. Yeah, it was.
Hey.
What am I, Matt Kaplinski?
It's Jimmy Fallon. Pretty funny guy, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
He's funny. And Conan's gotten funny recently. In fact, Conan told a little story about the Pope. You know, the Pope is telling married people to get to have kids so you won't be lonely in your old age. And married people got back to the Pope and says, well, why don't you have a couple kids and get back to us in 10 years? Where's the rim shot for that? And all the Catholics now are ticked off, but it's kind of funny. Anyways, we're back on the Dave Weinbaum Show. You want to call the show and opine, 364-0800 or
RKTTR.
And we have a caller, is that
yes.
right? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave, this is Otis from Salem.
Hi, Otis. What's going on, man?
Hey, being worried.
You know what, Otis? I love your elevators.
I get people up and down all the time.
Up and down.
Yeah.
That's your business, baby. Up and down.
Yeah. Now I'm just thinking, since we're in a trading mood, how about we could trade about 900,000 illegal aliens for that sergeant that's rotting down there in the jail down there in Tijuana?
You know what? I'd trade one. Barack
one,
Obama.
One for one.
I'd settle for Barack Obama, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that sounds good to me, too.
Yeah, why are we going after that guy? That guy who isn't a deserter, for goodness sakes. That, your point's well taken, man. I mean, none of this makes sense. That's why this is the no-sense administration. Everything is backwards. He goes on this tour of, he's not going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize for this. Yeah. Well, and yet he had in his administration in 2009, he's running around all the Arab countries, all the Muslim countries, apologizing for America. Yeah. He's not going to apologize for this? This is incredible.
I know.
Yeah, well, thanks, Otis.
Keep... make a preacher cuss.
Well, if you're a preacher, don't do that, because I'm on quadruple blunt. Whatever the hell that means. Oh, hell, did I say that? Oh, no. I better hurry up before pig vomit comes in and kicks the hamster off of the treadmill. Anyways, we have another caller. Do we have, yes. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Ken from Doolittle.
Hi, Ken, what's up, man?
Why would anybody think somebody named Barack Hussein Obama is going to apologize for anything like that?
Well, you know,
he's helping them because that's what he is. He's a Muslim just like they are.
Well, we don't have any confirmation of that, but it's certainly, here's a poll, a Zoghbi poll. You know where Barack Obama is getting popular? He's actually getting popular in the Arab Muslim terrorist world.
Exactly.
That's the only place where his poll numbers are rising.
He was raised. There's a reason he won't release his college transcripts and everything.
Well,
all these liberals like Kevin don't want to believe it. All we got to do is do a little research. He says he researches everything.
Yep.
Get on there and look and see where he's from.
Well, it says he's from Hawaii, but he spent a couple years in Indonesia. That's confirmed.
Well, so. The schools and stuff. There's a lot of pictures of him out there toting the Koran.
According to Donald Trump, he offered him $50 million to release the records, and they wouldn't do it. $50 million.
$50 million, and he wants.
Of course, he said he only made it 24 hours long. He was a little worried about it.
All right, Dave.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate that. That was Ken from Doolittle, where I've heard some of them actually do more.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
*KTTR.
So you got Hillary and Obama. These last 6 years or so. How does our foreign policy look over the world? I mean, can you think of any accomplishments at all? Have we not gone backwards in every single area? Can you think of any, if you can call the show and think of anything that this guy that has done positive, please let me know. And you know what, while we're at it, here's a positive thing. Lucas Lickers, and thank you for reminding me, Steve-O, not.
We're not into the 10 o'clock hour yet. We discussed this, David.
No, we didn't, did we?
Yes, we did. Prior to the show, we discussed this.
Well, I'm going
to
do it now.
All right.
Because, you know, I want to make sure I get it in and not forget it.
Sure.
This guy's a great guy, Gary Builder from Lucas Lickers. I went and saw him the other day. Bought my usual, load of wine, which is about 18 bottles at a time. I give some to my son, some to my girlfriend. And, you know, and...
Not so much for the producer.
No. I gave,
a liberal.
No, you stood me up. Don't you give me that. You stood me up.
I had to take care of my
dog. I know. You had a sick dog.
Yeah.
Right. But you stood me up. No. I've done you okay, I say.
You've treated me well.
All right. You want a bottle of wine? I'll get you a bottle of Ripple. How's that? Actually, I've got a bottle of wine in my house. My son got me a case of this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what it's called?
What?
Sexy Wine Bomb. WINEBOMB.
Right. Uh-huh.
I swear. Sexy Wine Bomb.
I don't know that I need any of that.
I think I'll get you a bottle of that. Unless you think about it while you're zipping that stuff.
Oh, boy.
That'll be great. Anyways, Lucas Liquors, will you quit interrupting me? He was signed up originally with the old show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a contract. I thought he was signed up. All of a sudden, you know, he's not there. So I call him up. And I says, how come you dropped me? He says, I didn't drop you. He says, what are you talking about? I said, well, we don't have any commercials for you or anything. We don't have any, he says, are you out of your mind? He says, I want to sponsor you for life.
Nice.
And he says, he dropped the St. Louis Blues. Because they weren't doing them enough good.
Very nice.
And when I went to see him a couple days, I think I went up Monday, and I went and talked to him, and he loves us. He loves us. He says he sees all sorts of people from this area there in Rolla and other places. We got a guy from a nut who said that he goes up there, and it wasn't even half as good as what I said, which means that I'm lacking in my commercials. Because this guy is great. I mean, this store is 24,000 square feet of any kind of booze you can like, and it wines from all over the world. There's white wines, there's Malbecs, there's Syrahs, there's
Cabs
and Merlots,
yes,
and Zinfandels, and I mean, and he will have a wine person, or himself. He takes me around, and he'll match up your budget to great wines in your category, and leave you enough money where you can buy a really good bottle of wine for like $25 or something like that. I mean, I buy wines up there $7.99 for great wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Close your eyes.
And he knows,
not know the difference.
He knows what the best deals are. He's got the inside information, and so do his wine people. So, you know, you go up there, they take you around, they've got tastings. I think they have tastings on the 6th, which is today, by the way, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
6th and the 7th, this afternoon, I think it's 1 to 4, and also tomorrow, 1 to 4, they got wine tastings, they got whiskey tastings, bourbon tastings. It's a lot of fun to go there, and they'll load your car up. It's easy. The main thing, you know what? It's easy to get to. You don't have to go downtown St. Louis. You don't have to go to East St. Louis. All you got to do is take 44. Now write this down.
Okay.
44 to the Eureka exit.
All right.
You make a left on 109.
Okay.
That is the Eureka exit, by the way.
Okay.
In case you're from Branson. And you go all the way down to Old State Road. Make a right. Go all the way up to Manchester. Make another right. And it's a block there, and you make a left. And then you'll see a Chuck E. Cheese, and right next to it is Lucas Liquors.
All right.
In and out. You tell them Dave Weinbaum sent you, and they'll give you a great deal if you want to call them. It's 636-227-4563. They're on Manchester and Ellisville.
I wish you'd have said that last week. I was just out in that area.
Well, we'll make another trip. When you
now
make another trip.
No, now I know.
Look, you guys are saying, here's the thing about this show, and I've just discovered this now, mm-hmm. because I'm talking to some other people up there. You know, this is great, because people around here, you know, they go to St. Louis, but generally they don't know the places to go.
Yeah.
And I do. I used to live in St. Louis. Lived there for a long time. Well, I lived there for about 4 years. That's not that long.
Handful of years.
Yeah. And I know the places to go, you know? And so I'm down here where there's a lot of people, and I still go to St. Louis for meetings and stuff like that. I know the places to go, the restaurants to go to.
It's convenient to have a destination, to know.
Absolutely.
You know, here's a place I can walk into, and I'm not trying something, I can trust it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to get back to the show now.
5 minutes left in the first part.
All right, we want to call the show, 364-0800.
Star KTTR.
Okay. Yeah, the Taliban. This is who we want to release. These guys aren't just, they're just not prisoners of war. These are guys, the same guys that when they had a teen party and dancing and music, they captured these teens, and they were Muslims. They beheaded 17 kids. This is what we released back into Islam. Now, yeah, we didn't have any people that were killed there, but really, this is what we want to release for the sake of a traitor who is going to, by the way, was going to be released anyways. So, I don't know. You want to call the show on a pine, 364-0800 or
RKTTR.
Rumors are that, and Hillary, talking about Hillary again, you know, she's written a book now, and she says first Benghazi is one of her biggest areas of disappointment, but she's not going to answer any more questions. She's done answering questions. I guess, what difference does it make anyway, is going to stand as her answer, as nobody knows what she and Barack Obama did or didn't do. The night of the Benghazi attacks, where four Americans were murdered, tortured and murdered, and nobody came to rescue them. Barack Obama now is citing that we will go and get a prisoner no matter where he is. Where were you during Benghazi when you had people trying to go over there, trying to, they were in Tripoli, not far away at all, an hour away maybe, where you could have got some F-16s out of Italy and at least buzzed them or done something. Not a thing was done. You certainly didn't save your troops then, Mr. Commander-in-Chief. Hey, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Calling from St. James. My name is Louise.
Elise?
Louise, yes.
Louise, hi.
Yes. Did anybody ever think of telling those guys that if they killed that soldier, that we would kill every one of their prisoners?
Are you kidding me?
No,
this president?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we don't do that kind of stuff. And then, see, that's a problem. They know it. And neither does Israel, by the way. Now, Israel gives away way too many prisoners, too. But they don't give away the key guys. And these were five key guys.
Well, sometimes you have to show that you do have a backbone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the problem of living in a country that has mercy.
Okay,
you know?
Thanks.
Well, thanks for the call, Louise. And if you want to be a star on the Dave Weinbaum Show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on the AT&T.
Now, we've only got
2-minute warning.
We've only got 2 minutes left, but it's not 2 minutes left in the show as it used to be. Because we have a bonus. We have a half an hour after the next break. Oh, yeah, and I got a new song coming in, too, after the break. All right. And it kind of shows my my ability to predict something, which sucks, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's going to know what an idiot I am after this song is being played. You call the show either now or after the 10 o'clock hour, and it's 364-0800 or
star KTTR.
Michelle Obama running for the Senate in 16. What is this? You know, the lunch program is going down in flames. The kids absolutely refuse to eat the stuff. And, now this woman wants to impose, I'll tell you what, why don't you pay back about $20 million, actually a lot more than that, probably $1 billion, of all the stupid vacations you took for nothing, including the last one in China, which supposedly was an official trip. Why don't you pay us back for that with interest? All right, we'll take it. All right, hi there, welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. You have 1 minute. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Well, you know what? Call me back after the break. We can't hear you anyway.
Yeah, poor connection. Yep.
Yeah. After the break. Okay. What do we got? About 30 seconds done?
50.
Huh? 50? Okay. Speaking of the weather, did you see what happened in the basketball game, NBA Finals first game?
Hotter inside than outside.
Hotter inside. They actually had guys going down in the third and fourth quarter with cramps. with Bosch. I know Bosch and LeBron were out.
LeBron went down, yeah.
You know, and it was a 2-point game. When those guys went out, the Spurs had a 16-3 run, and they won the game. Great game plan, whoever, you know. I'll tell you what, yeah, just knock out the air conditioning. We'll get rid of those guys, and that's what happened. So, you know, it was that way for both teams. Anyways, you know what? We're going to have another half hour of this great fun. We will be back. We'll be back in 5 seconds. Oh, no, 5 minutes. So stay tuned.
Mid-Missouri's information source is News Radio KTTR-FM St. James Rolla. KTTR-AM Rolla.
Did I miss that one? I figured, you know, by now it's June, and we've had like 3 summers in a row that just, you know, like from June, like the switch turned from spring to like Sahara Desert temperatures, you know, in the hundreds and stuff like that, and here it is in the 60s. That's why I'm never going to be a weatherman, I guess. You know.
Hey, well, that'd be right.
Oh, you heard about the meteorologist that was killed when a meteorology satellite hit him?
No.
Yeah, he called in. He was under the weather. There you go. Hi there. Welcome back to the Dave Weinbaum Show, where we've got another great 25, 26 minutes of broadcast. Well, I don't want to call it excellence. I'm not Rush Limbaugh, but, you know, it's getting there. You know, I'm improving every day, I think. Every show I'm improving.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have another. And I love the callers. And here's a caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Can you hear me, caller? Well, that's not improvement, is it? All right, call back if you're still there.
There's no reason caller shouldn't hear you.
Yes, I know.
You're coming across fine.
I'm coming across fine, am I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too harsh.
Doesn't seem
mean.
So. No.
As you know, okay. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR.
So we got the administration. Here we have the VA. Scandal where we're finding out that in one place in Phoenix, one VA hospital, 40 veterans have died of waiting to get in, which is a precursor, by the way, to Obamacare. And they're examining the other 50 or so hospitals across the country, and they're seeing the same stuff in places like Wichita and other St. Louis. There'll be thousands and thousands of veterans when all told that have died because they can't get to see a doctor. They're put on waiting list. This, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be a precursor to Obamacare. It's called rationing. And it's going to happen. You have bureaucrats running these hospitals, and these are death panels. It's happening right now. So the Republican-run House of Representatives voted 390-33. That's, let me repeat that. 390-33 to make these VA morons responsible for this. And that means there were a heck of a lot of Democrats who voted along with Republicans in the House on this. Guess where this is going now? Nowhere. Why? Because Harry Reid and the Dem-run Senate won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. They won't touch it. Why? Why? I mean, it's such a common, there's no pork attached to this, there's no other stuff attached to it that I know of. It's so simple. Why wouldn't they sign the, I mean, it doesn't even make sense politically. Does it make sense to you? Steve-O?
No, sir.
That's nuts. All right. So, anyways. You know, there's been several states now that have drug testing if you want to get food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
And in Florida, at least, it was very effective because when they came out with this, like 100,000 applications dropped off immediately for food stamps. And now the administration is fighting this, calling this an invasion of privacy. I would think that if you want to get food stamps or welfare, that you probably ought to be available for drug testing, don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's like...
it's like employment to a certain extent.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's we're paying for it with our tax money. We have a right to know, you know, how you're spending your time and how you're doing... I mean, if you're out drunk or drugged up all the time, how are you going to get a job? Well, the whole point of food stamps, I would think, is to get people off the dole. I mean, there's no shame in it. It happens.
Nope.
Get them off the dole and get them a job. But no. The administration sees this as a entitlement. You're entitled to food stamps. This is part of reparations, which I have a column on, by the way. It's on DaveWeinbaum.com. And I'd like you to let me know. Some people think I might have gone too far. Others, I don't know. I reread it. I didn't think I went too far, but, you know, you never know. Yeah, you write something and you're... I know Martin here, the liberal, thinks I went too far in my last two columns, right? Yes. No, make sure when you hold up a finger that you hold up the right one. You're holding up a wrong one and a right one. I guess we'll go with that. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Sloan from Rolla.
Hi, Sloan. How are you? I know you, don't I?
Yeah.
Hi, Sloan. This is the niece of my girlfriend, Lisa Strauser. And we had dinner last night. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, what can I do for you today, Sloan?
I have a question. Do you think Obama has, like, done anything good for this country, or do you like anything about him?
The only thing I can think of symbolically is that we have a black president, and other than that, I can't think of any good thing that he's done. Can you think of anything, Steve-O?
Not off the top of my head.
I mean, I absolutely have. I was hoping, but can you, Sloan?
No, I guess not.
No, it's too bad, isn't it? All right, well, I had a fun time with you and Mom last night, and this is Tarazu, and my daughter, Sarah, and my granddaughter, Lexi. You have a great day, Sloan. Thank you for calling the show.
Bye.
Bye. That was sweet. She's a nice little girl. She's, you know, soccer player and all that stuff, and this is the second time she called the show. Very intelligent.
Nice.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave. This is Christy in Mansfield.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
Well, good. About the food stamp entitlement, you know, I worked for the government, and we had to be drug tested, and to me, that's just another government entity, food stamps. That's who furnishes it, so they should be open for drug testing. And if you can't afford food or rent or things like that, and you need EBT cards, how do you afford drugs?
Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you shouldn't get food stamps if you're on drugs. I think you're
correct.
Absolutely right. It's like
correct.
A voter ID thing. You need a voter ID for everything. I mean, you need a picture ID for everything. Everything.
Yes.
So pretty soon, if you want to go to the bathroom, you'll need a voter a picture ID. Yeah, of course, Steve-O needs one because of his past history. But, I mean, what's wrong with the voter ID? I mean, this prevents people from voting phony hundreds of times. Thank you, Christy. You have a nice weekend. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Carolyn from Rolla.
Hi, Carolyn. What can I do for you today?
Talking about Michelle Obama's food program.
Okay, let's hear about it.
Have you tasted any of the food that they are serving in the cafeterias?
Have I personally? No, I have not. They don't let me in the schools anymore. Sorry to say that.
For instance, there's one item. It's called cherry blossom chicken.
Yes.
That is the worst tasting stuff. It's no wonder kids won't eat it.
Well, if it's good enough for the First Lady, Carolyn.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm sure her kids eat that stuff all the time.
I'm sure. You know, if we had a video camera of them eating it, would be a different thing. But her telling it is another thing.
Carolyn, don't you consider the First Lady to be like the mom of the country?
Oh, yes.
Come on. Shouldn't we listen to Mom?
Oh, yeah. But, like I said, another program that could be added to for the healthiness of the kids and stuff is to keep the PE program in respective for all kids to the time they graduate.
I think that's a great suggestion. I thank you for that.
They take it away from them. They can finish PE in ninth grade and don't have to worry about it no more.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
We need the kids off the computers and out there in the fields playing soccer and football and baseball and all that other stuff. You know, come on.
Yes, that are required to stay. You know, computers are fine. You use that as an extra course if they want to take it.
I don't think I could have survived in this world because I wasn't this amazing intellect. Back when I was a kid, I was a dope. I mean, a C-minus average in high school. And if it wasn't for sports, I probably would have been dead by now.
Well,
I just didn't know I had any brains.
Well, the thing, like I said, that's a program that they took away and added some other things that doesn't really educate the kids that much.
Yep.
But to keep PE in the program for 1 hour for those students.
All right, well, listen, Caroline, I'm up against a hard break. Uh-huh. I love saying that. It makes me sound like I'm professional.
All right.
All right, so thank you very much. You have a great weekend, and we'll be back in the Dave Weindahm Show. The last 15 or all working minutes, we're going to finish strong, I promise you. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Swing it all the way back goes! That's right. Baseball season's in full swing, and Melrose Asphalt wants to help you get into the Cardinal action. Call Melrose Asphalt today for a chance to win climate-controlled suite tickets for the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyone who calls in and schedules an estimate with Melrose Asphalt will be entered into the drawing to win. No purchase necessary. Give the guys at Melrose a call today at 364-9101, and you could be on your way to see the Cards in action.
Since when do you drink coffee?
I don't.
What do you call that?
It's a McCafe iced coffee.
It's coffee on ice.
No, it's iced coffee.
So what are you saying, Professor Science? Coffee isn't coffee when you add ice?
No, I'm saying coffee is more delicious when you put it on ice and add French vanilla.
Sweet chilled McCafe iced coffee from McDonald's. In flavors like French vanilla, caramel, and hazelnut. For a limited time, get a medium for $1.99. Another reason to love McCafe. Prices and registration may vary.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized international and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing. We have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
This country has been sold down the river by the right wing for their own purposes. This is a Republican Party that has decided they like power so much that they think it's okay to win by taking away the right to vote. They are not Americans. They can be more comfortable in the Ukraine or Russia. Stay away from our country. This is based on the right to vote.
Hey! But just lying around? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget what he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the toughs get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
It's the Delta I used to know.
Where's the spirit? Where's the guts? Huh?
This could be the greatest night of our lives. You're gonna let it be the worst.
Not me! I'm not gonna take this! Let's go!
And we're gonna going to go November the 4th of this year. Not long from now. What's that, about 5 months?
Mm-hmm.
Less than 5 months away, we're gonna be going to the polls. And we're gonna kick the Democrats out of the Senate. And hopefully, we can even get 67 seats. Where there is, we can start reversing stuff. That's a veto-proof majority. And maybe even get a couple Democrats even to go along with us. They're starting to object to this stuff a lot more than before. The last two scandals, remember, have been bipartisan. We got to get rid of Harry Reid. He's a complete disaster for this country. He does everything and anything Obama wants him to do. The guy is he's a heartless buffoon, and he's a liar, just like Nancy Pelosi. We have to get a better government, and your chance is November the 4th. So who's with us? Who is with us? Okay. You want to call the show, 364-0800 or
RKTTR.
And by the way, that buffoon that was screaming and yelling about Republicans not being American, remember, that's the ex-head of the DNC committee, former, I believe he was a governor of Vermont, and Democratic candidate for president, Howard the Screamer Dean. And you know what? My people escaped Russia because of people like him, because of people pointing at Jews and saying they're not Russian, you know, they're not worthy of us. And then they started lining up dead bodies in Odessa, where my family lived, or around Odessa, and they got the hell out of there. Okay, and we don't need that kind of stuff in America. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Jane from Dixon.
What's wrong with the phone?
It's hers. I'm guessing Jane from Dixon.
Hey, Jane from Dixon, can you turn down your radio maybe?
I'm here.
You know, I'm not having trouble understanding. You get that, Steve-O?
No. She's wondering about people that are convicted of murder and put to death by lethal injection. That's what I've got so far.
Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I don't have a problem with the death penalty, as long as the proper appeals have been done and the law has been followed. I don't have a problem with it.
But I mean, don't you think that's just a little, bizarre that they have the audacity to complain and gripe and grumble about a little pain that they're in there for just a few seconds?
You know, and I can't understand. I just can't understand you. I'm very sorry. Call back next week, and hopefully we can get a better line. You know, I don't know. Did you have trouble understanding her?
I'm thinking it's her line. I think
okay.
She's in the car.
Of course, you always think that.
Because
you're an engineer. You don't want to take responsibility. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's not important, but I'm calling from Raleigh.
Okay.
And I just need to get something out there.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I just left the doctor's office trying to figure out a discrepancy on bill. And under the new health care laws, this is how they explained to me, under the new health care laws, because I had a question that was a talking point, I got charged $69 to talk about this during a regular doctor's visit.
You were charged for asking a question or for answering a question?
For asking a question.
Really?
They were explained to me, because I was comparing two bills, and they said the difference in this is because there were 5 talking points instead of the usual 4.
That's well, you know what? Welcome to the world of Obama.
Yeah. I just figured we need to get that out there, because that ain't right.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that's going nuts out there. I agree with you. All right, well, I wish you the best of luck, and thanks for calling the show. If you want to call the show, we got about 5 minutes, 6 minutes left. Call 364-0800 or
RKTTR.
By the way, I'm going to have a contest, probably it's more like 5.5-year anniversary contest, but, you know, I had to get sponsors, and I did. I had to go out and get my old sponsors, and I had to get them retrieved, and then I had to go out and get a bunch of new sponsors, and we got tons of sponsors now. There's still openings, and if you want to sponsor the show, call me at 578-2700 or Pig Vomit at 364-2525. We've got Fairground Chevrolet, Kent Jewelers. Fairground Chevrolet going to give a weekend car rental, midsize, $150 value, Kent Jewelers, $25 gift certificate. Get T-shirt from Guard Trucking, Garner Refrigeration, T-shirt and a gift basket. Lucas Liquors. The guy just, you know, I went into his store to sign him up. I get a whole refrigerator, like a half refrigerator, still in the box, and he puts it in my SUV. Form Dental. And by the way, Form Dental, we just did a commercial for them, and my liberal friend here, Martin, his mother went there, and she's raving about how good they are, so she loves them. And I love them, too. I go there. My son goes every. All my family goes there. Form Dental. That's Crazy Henry and his wife, Laura. And they're giving out five teeth cleanings. That's not one tooth or two teeth. That's five separate people getting their teeth cleaned, okay? Not at the same time, I don't think. But that's a $500 deal. Okay, you can't really beat that. And McDonald's going to give a $100 gift certificate. Plus, I'm going to give away with, you know, McDonald's and Melrose, four box seats to a Cardinal game and another game for two suite tickets.
Nice.
And Melrose is going to give either a buy one, get one load of gravel, we're going to give $100 off on a load of gravel. I haven't decided that yet, and we will. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dino from Hainaut.
Hi, Dino. How you doing?
Pretty good. I was packing up the truck, and I heard you talking about me earlier. You know, I'm packing up the truck to go to St. Louis for a school reunion, and I'm going to stop by Lucas Liquors and get some refreshments for the reunion.
Well, that's great, because that's the place to go, and you know it. And you ask for Gary and tell him this, all right? I just saw him Monday and picked up my load, and it was, I drank a bottle of it last night. Oh, man, it was so good. It was just amazing. I mean, and they'll help you out, and you know that, right?
Yeah.
And tell them Dave wants. Tell me you come up there, because he's seen a lot of people like you, Dino, up there getting stuff from this area, and you know, people around here don't know where to go. Well, now they know where to go, don't they?
Yeah.
All right, Dino. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
All right, I'll tell him you said hello.
Please do. Bye. That's great. I love it when callers call up and say they had a great experience at my sponsors. Wow. I mean, that just that makes my day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
*KTTR on your AT&T wireless phones.
Okay. The Tea Party. Now, oh, by the way, on my website, there's a great picture of Obama working out, and you got to check this out because you have somebody that kind of reminds you of Obama working out right next to him. And you got to go to DaveWeinbaum.com and find out who this similar guy is to Barack. Actually, I think he would have made a better president, quite frankly. A can of soup would have made a better president, for goodness sakes, but I think this guy is working out just like Obama. You know, he can work out like a president. Why can't he be president, right?
Good theory.
All right, so go to DaveWeinbaum.com and find out. By the way, you remember that gal, Sandra Fluck? Do you remember her?
I do. I'm trying to remember her.
No, it's not. It is Fluck. I checked it. I'm sorry if it sounds that way. You're wrong. You're a fluke. Anyways, well, she flunked out.
Oh!
And she lost her race to be a congresswoman, which I guess apparently she had to spend more than $9 a month for, which is the cost of birth control. And she didn't lose?
She's losing.
What happened?
Just a runoff between her and there's no Republican.
Oh, okay, it's a primary. Okay, well, anyway, she didn't win. Let's put it that way.
19%. The other guy got 21%.
All right. Well, 21%. She lost 21-19, but they have a runoff.
Minute and a half.
And the Tea Party's supposed to be dead, right? Isn't this Tea Party? I've heard this. Oh, they're dead. They're going away. Well, candidate McDaniels in North Carolina theoretically beat the incumbent there by maybe a half a percent. Now they're going to have a runoff, and he's a Tea Party candidate. And a gal named Ernst in Iowa, who used to yank testicles off pigs with her bare hands. Which reminds me of my girlfriend, Lisa Strauser. I used to do that with cattle. And you know why? This is a very scary situation I'm in, you know, until we... Anyways...
Sleep with one eye open.
Oh, my God, do I. And she's German, too. I got to... This is not a good situation here. So, anyways, this Ernst gal, who's in business and is a doctor, and, I mean, she's just qualified in all areas. She's scaring the heck out of everyone in Iowa, both Democrats, and she won her primary, too. She's a Tea Party candidate. Tea Party is alive and well, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good thing for us, because that's how we took the last election. I'll leave you with this quote. If Israel were to put down its arms, then there would be no more Israel. If Arabs were to put down their arms, there would be no more war. That's Bibi Netanyahu. And how true is that? And you know what? This has been a wonderful show. I appreciate the callers. We're going to be back next week when the heat is on. Might make sense. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. Thank you for listening.